You're listening to the audio production of Reclaiming Hope, Lessons Learned in the Obama White House About the Future of Faith in America by Michael Weir, published by Thomas Nelson, and read by Stu Gray.
Reclaiming Hope, Lessons Learned in the Obama White House About the Future of Faith in America, Michael Weir, for Melissa. My friends, we have followed the so-called practical way for too long a time now, and it has led inexorably to deeper confusion and chaos. Time is cluttered with the wreckage of communities which surrendered to hatred and violence. For the salvation of our nation and the salvation of mankind, we must follow another way. Martin Luther King, Jr. Prelude. I would be lying if I told you I was calm and collected. I was 20 years old, it was my first day at my new job, and I was walking toward the Oval Office for a meeting with the President of the United States. I was not calm and collected. Of course, I had met Barack Obama on the campaign, but this was different. Now he was Mr. President. At least, I thought I should call him Mr. President. That is what President Bartlett's staff called him on the West Wing. What else did I have to go on? Long before the sun rose, my first official day at the White House began at the Washington Hilton, where the new president would speak at the National Prayer Breakfast. The Prayer Breakfast is an annual event hosted by a Christian ministry, the Fellowship Foundation, that is best described as a relational network of influential government, business, and religious leaders from around the world. Every president has attended the breakfast since Dwight Eisenhower, and Barack Obama addressed all 8 breakfasts during his 2 terms as president. There is not really a comparable annual event in D.C. that is both privately initiated.